And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We have Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association joining us from the planning committee. I know this is a planning evening for you and members of the committee for what is known as the Summertacular, which raises money for your community, a fashion show and a variety of things. And there are some other news that you wanted to report concerning the Homeowners Association. But I was interested in what you were telling me about the new dog you got.
We did, Phil. We got a new Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed, and his name is Conan, and the boys named him, and he's just a delight, a wonderful dog. They are very, very protective. You know, the Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed is a very, they bond with their humans very quickly, and they're also very protective. And we have found that he is, the boys love him. He gets along so well with Steve and I.
Have you ever had a dog before?
You know, growing up, we had dogs, Phil. When the boys were young, we had a cat, and his name was Max. But we didn't really have dogs around. It was a lot of work, you know, with the boys when they were very small. But this dog...
His name is Conan?
Yeah, the guys named him after, you know, Conan the Barbarian, because he's so small, you know, so that's... I guess the joke there, you know, but he is a very, very protective. And I don't think people know about dogs that bond well, Phil. The Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed bonds very quickly. And because I am the Homeowners Association president, I did send a memorandum out to our homeowners to let them know that we had this dog, about the Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed, that he has a tendency to nip at people that he doesn't know, you know?
To nip at them.
Yes.
All right. Well, dogs, I used to work, a lot of people don't know this, I used to work for a veterinarian when I was a kid, when I was in high school. And I got bit by more dogs. I got bit by big dogs, little dogs. And oftentimes I was bit by the very dog that some owner had brought in and told me they were a really sweet dog, you know?
Well, the thing of it is they do bond with their owners. And we had a homeowners association meeting, Jack Artanian, who is one of the members of our council. And Jack has been very vocal in, I'll give you an example. Jack's been very vocal in wanting me to step down as the Homeowners Association president. And he's been at me for the last 5 years to do this. And I have said to him time and again, you know, that there's an awful lot of work to be done. On some level, I think your dog knows this. He knows he's protective of you. And at one of our Homeowners Association meetings, Jack, you know, leaned over or was about to, I think he was going to push the dog away or something. He leaned over with his hand, and of course Conan got him pretty good on the hand, you know, and he made a big scene about this.
What do you mean, got to bit him?
Well, he nipped him on the hand. He got him pretty good. He took some skin. But the point is this, and people don't know this about the Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed. They bond very, very closely with their owners. If they feel that you are being threatened, if they feel that you are being endangered, they're going to go after you.
Well, did this man make a motion like he was going to hit the dog, or?
Well, I think that he was. Some people said he was leaning over to pet him, but why would the dog react that way, you know, if he was trying to be friendly?
Well, a lot of those little dogs, even if you're going to try to bend over and pet them, they're going to bite you. You know?
Well, no, I don't. Look, this man, it may be, but I'm telling you, this man has been, I think on some level, Conan senses that Jack is a little bit of a rival, and I've noticed this at a lot of the Homeowners Association meetings.
I'm talking with Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association about their Summertacular, but she's talking also about a new dog that you got. This is a family dog, right? Just that belongs to you and the kids?
Yeah. Steve and I and the boys.
All right, and the dog has a tendency to bite strangers, and the dog bit somebody at your Homeowners Association meeting, but you feel it's because the dog feels protective of you.
Absolutely.
Was this man trying to hurt you? I mean, obviously not.
No, he wasn't, not physically, no, but he is trying to hurt me in a sense. He has been lobbying against me for 5 years, to move off of the Homeowners Association board. He has voted against, time and again, my ideas for landscaping and for upgrading our security area, you know, as well as our summertacular. And I think on some level Conan knows that this man is just a constant, you know,
pain in the rear end is really more than anything else.
Yeah, my husband said pain in the rear end, and I think Conan just, you know, is speaking on my behalf in a way I don't know.
All right, our number here is 1-800-449-8686. Does this dog come to the Homeowners Association meetings with you?
Yes, he does, because he does have a tendency to yelp and to make a lot of noise when we leave him behind.
All right, so he's barking and...
He barks if we leave him in the house, yeah.
1-800-449-8686, our number here, as I'm talking to Bobby Dooley. It's called a Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed.
It's a Jack Russell Terrier. I think he's got a little bit of something else in there. He's a little dog, beautiful little white and brown, got brown markings.
Now, why do you bring the dog to the meetings, but the dog is nipping at people?
Well, one of the reasons why we bring him to the meetings, Phil, besides the reason I gave you, which is that he does have a tendency to make a lot of noise if the boys aren't home. I bring him over to the meetings with me because I do want him to get acquainted with our neighbors. We sent the memorandum out. We let people know that he's very protective. He's very protective of me. He bonded immediately with me. And it took him a little bit longer with Steve and the boys. Steve got bit a few times. Each one of the boys got bit several times. But gradually, he warmed up to them. And I want the dog to warm up to our neighbors as well.
But you say he bit one of the Homeowners Association board members.
Well, that was a situation where Conan obviously felt very threatened by this man who has... Jack Artanian has been... I don't think he hasn't been a good neighbor in the sense, Phil, that he has been very vocal against my being the Homeowners Association president, running for repeat terms, criticizing a lot of the things that I do. And I think Conan senses that. And the animals, I think dogs, when they're protective, sensitive a lot of things.
Yeah, dogs are very protective, Mr. Henry.
No, I know the dogs are very, very protective. It's interesting to know. I see people bring their dogs into a lot of situations. People will bring their dogs into...
You're going to say dogs bring their people.
Yeah, probably that's more like it. But people bring their dogs into different places. If it's a seeing eye dog, you're going to see them all over the place. You see dogs in supermarkets, you see dogs... You know, a lot of places.
Well, you do, because the dogs do bond. In Conan's case, I have a chair next to me. When I chair the meetings, he sits up in the chair, and he is very, very sensitive to who may be a threat and who isn't. I've had Carol Ashman stand up and say things. Carol is one of the women who has... been very, very critical of our efforts in the Summertacular Fashion Show. She thinks it's a big waste of money, etc. And when she gets up to talk, he'll growl. You can hear him growl and begin to bark. And
well, the people have got to have to make an issue out of that at a meeting. I mean...
Well, but this is what I told Carol. She said, you know, I don't appreciate having the dog bark. I said, but you know what? Carol, what does that tell you? And I want to hear what she has to say. But when the animal... And animals are very pure, Phil. You know that animals start barking before there's an earthquake.
Yes, I've heard that.
And animals will bark before there's a...
Like a tidal wave. They'll start barking when the wave's coming.
They sense danger.
Absolutely. I know that. But the point is, in a homeowners association meeting or in any kind of a formal meeting of people, to have a dog sitting there...
Because he bonds very closely with us and because... I want him to get to know people so he doesn't bite them. Now, he's bit Jack Artanian a couple of times, and the reason for that's very simple. Jack's not made an effort to get to know the dog. Carol Ashman is another one that he's got his eye on now, and Carol has been very critical of me. John and Julie Bell have been very critical of me. They get up to speak, Conan growls. And he's bit Julie Bell. And, all right, what does all of this mean? It means simply, he senses when I'm being threatened. And
well, are you being threatened by anybody physically, or are these people just people that disagree with you?
Well,
what's the difference? I mean, it's not, you know, when they're trying to move me out of a presidency that I've had for 5 years, and they stand up and they say, oh, you know, Ms. Dooley, we really move to have elections, and the dog growls, and at the end of the meeting, as they're walking away, he's going to nip at their heels or nip at their calves or their shins because the animal senses
it. All right, let me ask you something that's rather serious. Does this dog break the skin? Does the dog, when he bites, draw blood?
No, Phil. First of all, the dog's had all of his shots.
He's got all of his rabies shots and everything.
He's had all of his rabies shots and everything. So when he bites, yes, he's going to break the skin, but you're not getting a disease or anything.
So the dog is biting other homeowners at this homeowners association meeting who are in disagreement with you?
Most of the time, yes. Absolutely, yes.
And these are people who disagree with your presidency, the way you're running the Summertacular?
The landscaping decisions we make, yes. Conan instantly senses that these people are obstructive, and when they are walking away or when they lean over and they go, oh, aren't you just a cute little dog? Well, guess what? You know, he takes some skin off. He'll take skin off the arm. He's taken skin off of Carol Ashman's hand. But you're not going to get a disease. And the point that I'm making is the Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed bonds very, very well and is very protective.
Ms. Dooley, before we take our break, I just want to ask you, or at least something for you to ponder. Is this animal threatening the other homeowners, you know?
Oh, my God, no, Phil.
No, but when you bring it to a meeting and it growls...
It's a little tiny
Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us to talk about the Summertacular coming up at Western Estates and some of the other things they got going on. They got a new dog, though. His name is Conan, and he goes to the Homeowners Association meetings with Bobby as she chairs them as the president, has been known to growl at and bite people who disagree with her policymaking, growl at and bite people who have been opposed to some of her decisions, and has even growled at and bitten members of her own family until they got to know him better. The dog is a Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed, whatever that is. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got Bobby Dooley with us and her husband Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. The Summertacular is upon us. These meetings that you're having are about the Summertacular?
A lot of them, Phil, have to do with the planning of the Summertacular. And
tell people what that is.
Well, what it is an annual festival. We have a fashion show and a barbecue. We have a cotillion and a formal dance. And we raise money for different projects that we have, whether we want to do some expansion in our cabanas, if we want to upgrade our landscaping, if we want to put in different things, like we just have a new pass key that people can use to get to access the property. And so we've been having these meetings, and they have been very contentious.
And you've got a brand new dog, a Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed that barks at people and that bites them.
Hold on, Mr. Henry, hold on.
No, he doesn't bark at people. He barks. But he bonds. He's a lovely dog. But I have found that it's unusual. It really is unusual. But when you have a lot of people opposed to you, and there are a lot of people opposed to me on the Homeowners Association committee, these various steering committees, I have found it helpful to bring the dog along. He's cute. You know, when people get up and say things against me, he'll growl, you know, and it can... What I find fun about it, or funny, I guess, is that people take it so seriously, you know.
Yeah, but if a dog bites you, you know...
But you have to understand what a Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed's bite is, a small little nip. And
yeah, but it's tearing the skin. You said that it tore the skin of this guy, Jack Artanian. How many times did it bit this guy, Mr. Artanian?
Well, Jack Artanian's a different story, okay? You know, you're talking about something completely different. Jack Artanian is a man who is a...
Very, very terrible man, Mr. Ray. Real curmudgeon. He hates everything.
He's a man who's been giving us a lot of problems. And
so how many times has this dog bit him?
Well, Conan, how many times?
Half a dozen.
About a half a dozen times, but you have to understand that Jack Artanian has been completely against many of the policies that so many of us have worked hard on.
First of all, a man is entitled to his opinion. And
of course.
And a man is entitled to express his opinion at a homeowners association meeting.
Of course. But once I have ruled on a certain topic, for instance, we wanted to keep a lot of the senior citizens and a lot of the elderly people from visiting on certain weekends when we had photographers here from the magazines. The reason for that was to give the image of Western Estates as a young family community. If we had a lot of the elderly photographed, it might send the wrong impression. So we barred people from having any elderly or senior visitors on certain weekends. Now, Jack, and believe me, Phil, it isn't that much. It's maybe out of the year, it's probably about 10 weekends. Jack has been vocal about this. He gets up repeatedly, and that's when I'll sort of look at Conan, and he's such a cute, and he'll growl, and he'll bark. And
so when the man gets up to talk, this dog starts to growl and bark.
Yes, but it's not like, you know, can you imagine a grown man being afraid of a dog like that?
But the dog's bit him 6 times.
The dog has nipped at him 6 times, yes. And you want to know something else? It has quieted down the opposition quite a bit. It has really quieted it down. So I find...
So this man, Mr. Artanian, is no longer wanting to speak at these meetings. What about this Carol Ashman? There's a half a dozen people that you mentioned.
Well, there are a lot of people, Phil, who've moved into our community who don't get it. You know, and they don't understand what we're building here. Carol Ashman is one. I told you about John and Julie Bell, the Archibonis. These are all families that are sort of trying to push their weight around, and they've only lived here maybe 2 or 3 years. When I bring Conan to our meetings, and he barks and growls, a lot of people will get up and say, well, I think this, and I'll say, Conan, what do you think? And he'll bark and growl, and you can see the people sit down. There's one thing that people don't ever really want to contend with, and that's someone's dog, because a dog is not afraid of anything.
You should see this dog. It's a little tiny dog. He'll bite anybody.
Well, there comes a point when you're starting to intimidate people.
Oh, my goodness, no, Phil.
No, come on. I don't care how big the dog is or how small the dog is or how big a guy is. If the dog is intimidating people, they're not going to want to get up and talk.
Well, you know something, Phil? I don't say sick him. I don't say go get him. I simply have the dog sitting there with me. And
if the dog's on the chair, how do they see this dog?
Well, he's very cute. He puts his paws up on the table. So he's sitting there with his paws up, so he's almost eye level with me.
So there's you, and next to you is a dog.
It's just a little Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed, though.
And when people get up and say something that is opposed to what you have to say, he'll start to bark.
He'll bark. Sometimes he'll go after the people after the meeting and nip at them. But again, he's had his rabies shots, so if you get a bite from a dog that's had rabies shots, and this is really a misconception, dogs that are disease-free, the bite is painful, but you're not going to get rabies.
Yeah, a lot of people think you're going to form with the mouth and everything.
It's not going to happen.
And I don't care if you're going to bite. If it bites me and it draws blood,
yeah,
that is against the law, is it not? And for people to not be able to stand up at a homeowners association meeting because a dog that's eye level with you, is this thing like co-chairing the meeting with you?
That's very funny. No, he's not.
Well, it sounds like you get the dog next to you. The dog sits there. You say something. It growls, and the people in the room are suddenly quieted.
Well, not Jack Artanian. I mean, he has been bit 7 or 8 times because he can't keep his mouth shut.
And so there, you just said it.
I didn't say
it. You know, you just said it. Jack Artanian gets up and talks in the meetings. The dog goes out. What does the dog do?
What do you mean, what does the dog do?
Well, how does he bite? Does he run down as soon as the guy stands up?
When the meeting is over, Conan will keep his eye on whoever was threatening to me, and then we'll run after them. And
so Jack Artanian, to his credit, keeps coming back to these meetings, even though he knows Conan's got his eye on him.
Well, but it shows you also how this man is not very, I wouldn't say very intelligent. So he gets up and he says, oh, I don't like the landscaping decision. And he knows that Conan is going to take...
He's going to want a piece of him.
He's going to want a piece of him, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Dogs
Phil
and Homeowners
Henry
Association
Show.
Meetings.
1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Reconstructive surgery.
All right, I'm talking with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley has been the president of that Homeowners Association now going on 6 years. Is that right?
Yes, Phil. It'll be 6 years in September.
Now, my question for you is simply this. This is a dog. You bring your dog Conan, which is a little Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed, correct?
Yes.
All right. You bring him to your Homeowners Association meetings. The dog has a tendency to growl at or even bite people who disagree with your decisions. Now you're mentioning reconstructive surgery?
No. Steve.
No, Mr. Reyes.
No. Phil, I didn't say reconstructive surgery. What I meant was she needed stitches. Charlene Brown is a woman who lives in the Magnolia Phase, which is behind our home. We wanted to put in a waterfall in our backyard, and she caused quite a bit of trouble for us because she said that the trees we wanted to put up to give ourselves some privacy blocked her view. Now, this has nothing to do with the incident at the Homeowners Association meeting. After the meeting, she leaned down and tried to get a kiss from Conan, as a lot of people will. Well, Conan reacted because he had heard a lot of the things that she was saying, not that he can understand it.
I was going to say, I mean, he doesn't know what they're saying.
No, but he knows that she's a woman that irritates me. And he took, you know, he bit her face and took a few inches of skin. Now, they stitched it up.
Well, then why did you say reconstructive surgery?
I said that if, the joke I was making was if Charlene Brown pushes it, she'll need reconstructive surgery. But I was joking.
It was just a joke.
Well, what did this woman do?
She leaned down and thought she was going to make friends with Conan. Now, Conan is a Jack Russell, Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed. They don't bond very easily. So when she leaned down and said, oh, and she just a cute little thing, the dog naturally wanted to just take a piece of her face off because she had been sitting there going, and I don't want this, and I don't want that. And you know, it's irritating to me. It's irritating to Steve. It's irritating to Conan. It irritates and upsets the entire meeting.
So the dog bit her on the face and caused bleeding and stitches. Now, this is, how many people now has this dog bit?
Phil, that is not the issue.
No, how many people has it bit?
You know what,
I'm not keeping a scorecard, Mr. Henry.
We don't keep a scorecard. All we know is that he's a loving dog that has wanted to protect us, and Charlene Brown stuck her face where it didn't belong.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Carrie. Carrie, go ahead.
I don't agree with a dog just coming up and biting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the way you socialize your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, myself, I do own a Chow Chow, which is underneath your pit breed.
Oh, Chow Chows are very violent.
Oh, yeah, and mine's very sociable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all on how you train your dog. I trained C&I dogs for 7 years.
You know something, can I ask you, are you a trainer?
I train C&I dogs voluntarily, yes.
How do you train them? Do you train them like if you're blind?
Yeah, like you get them as a puppy,
mm-hmm.
and then basically when you get them as a puppy, you treat them like the basic training, sit, lay down, the hand commands and everything else. And then you can go for
pretend like you're blind when you do it?
That's like basically their second stage that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
They go back to the people that you got the dog from. Usually it's for like sport.
Well, there's a very good example. A seeing eye dog is there to protect someone who's very vulnerable.
Sure.
An individual who can't see is obviously vulnerable, and a seeing eye dog is going to be a good protecting dog. Wouldn't that animal be a good guard dog as well?
They actually change the dogs that they use.
But wouldn't that animal, if threatened, bite the face of someone? Are you there? Oh, I think we lost her.
Well, so you're asking, would it bite the face of someone?
Yes. My question would be, would a seeing-eye dog, being a protective dog, go up to someone who's threatening and clamp its jaws under that person's face?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why they would. I mean, a seeing-eye dog is a dog that is going to guide someone. I don't know anything about seeing-eye dogs. We're talking about your dog, which is a
Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed.
Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed. Whatever that is, it's a little short, stubby leg dog?
Yes, Exactly, Phil. Almost like a Welsh Corgi, but it has that wiry hair that the Jack Russell Terrier has. Just a loving animal. Just the most beautiful animal.
A beautiful, loving animal that you said took a piece of Charlene Brown's face, bit Jack Artanian on the leg 6 or 7 times, bit the Bells. How many times...
I'm sorry?
How many times does dog bite the Bells?
Well, it bit Julie Bell's hand because she was sticking her hand right in there like she's going to pet it. It's my dog. It's not her dog. And if she wants to pet my dog, she gets to know my dog. If she doesn't get to know my dog, no one puts their hand on my dog. Look, Conan knows who he is and what he wants. And he doesn't want someone who has just opposed me in a homeowners association meeting on whether or not we're going to have new lattice work at our security station, suddenly putting her hand on him. So, in the parlance of our culture, he gave her what for?
Well, Ms. Dooley, you could be very liable for what I would consider to be legal expenses. And
whoa, what are you talking about, Sunshine? Well, there, Sunshine, what are you talking about?
Sir, don't call me Sunshiny. Don't call me Sunshine, Mr. Dooley, okay?
Well, there, Sunshine.
Well, what are you trying to say?
I first of all, tell your husband not to call me Sunshine.
Well, Steve's concerned. What are you saying?
You talking about a lawyer?
I'm saying that if you got a dog that's going to bite people, yeah, a lawyer. 1-800...
Whoa, there, Sunshine.
I don't want to be called Sunshine.
What is wrong with that?
I can tell it's a put-down coming out of your husband's mouth. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, do I hate you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Your dog was hanging off the guy's leg.
Yes, because he had been in our homeowners association meeting talking about how he didn't want the speed bumps down his street. Now,
yeah, but why would a dog attack a man? Because I understand the dog's protective of you. And
well, that kitty cat. Now, let me tell you.
Tell Mr. Dooley, I don't want you to call me Sunshine or Kitty Cat or anything like that, all right? We're having a respectful conversation.
He's not meaning to insult you, Mr. Henry, but you need to understand that the Jack Russell Terrier mixed breed is very loyal, and I'll take... Yes, it'll take a piece of your face off if you get...
Well, that's great, man. That's just so wonderful to have at a homeowners association meeting. All right, now I have on the line here Dan. Dan, are you there?
Yes.
And Dan's a chow owner, as is
yes.
Carrie. Carrie, you're a chow owner?
Yes, I am.
Now tell me, Dan, why don't you start, and then Carrie, you can follow up.
Okay.
Because I think the two of you agree that a chow is a dog that, when properly trained, is not a threat to humans.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We have a Jack Russell mixed terrier.
No, I want to talk to Dan and Carrie about chows.
I
don't own a chow.
They do, and I want to hear about them.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My chow.
Pardon me for a minute. Don't call me Sunshine.
I won't call you
No,
Sunshine.
No, not you. I'm talking to...
Go ahead. This is Bobby, Dan. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My chow
mm-hmm.
was semi-wild when I actually trapped her and her puppies out where I work, which was a yard where there are a lot of people. And
why are they called chow-chows? Because you have to admit that's sort of a fey name, isn't it?
Go ahead, Carrie. Do you know why they call them
chow? The origin of them was back in the day, basically, they were the emperor's protector.
Hold that kitty cat.
I'm sorry?
Hold on. It was the emperor. It was an emperor. It was a royal dog.
Yes,
a dog of the royal court of China.
Correct.
All right.
Well, okay. Is it my turn
All right,
turn
Dan,
now?
You go.
Are you saying the dog's Chinese? Is the dog Chinese, sir?
Yes. It's on.
My chow was once we got her and got her puppies, she decided that the yard was a good place to live because she was semi-wild. Once she got used to people.
Carrie, have you ever heard of semi-wild chow-chows?
She would.
Oh, yeah, I got that with my.
That's sunshine.
My mom's.
Your mom's semi.
What? My mom
said her mother's semi-wild.
Okay, your mother got. Okay, and Dan, you say your dog lived in the yard.
Yeah, well, lived
in.
My
cat lives in the yard.
Lived in an equipment yard.
Dan, this is Bobby. Could you press 5, please, so we can get your call on the line?
Press 5?
Yes, please. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Carrie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Are you on a rotary or are you on a digital, dear?
I'm on a digital.
Okay, could you press 4? Because we need to process both of your calls. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's what everybody tells
Who's
me.
Who's that? Was that Dan?
She's a chow chow.
Dan, did you push 5?
Yes, I did. Do I need to do it again?
Well, did you press?
The calls are on the air right now.
No, he didn't press 8.
Do I need to press 5 again?
Yes, please. No, just press the number 5.
I just did.
Well, I heard another number there. Press just the 5. Go ahead. Well, how many numbers are you... Dan, how long have you been on hold?
Not very long.
Will you... Carrie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we've got Carrie's call.
All right, we have processed Carrie's call?
Yes.
All right, let me just see something here. Yes, we have a caller for the Phil Henry Show.
I can hear you just fine.
And can Dan hear me? I don't think Dan can hear me.
Yes, I
can hear you. Get Dan.
I hear
there's
you.
There's a caller by the name of Dan who is not hearing us very well.
So I hear you just fine.
Could you call him back on his number?
That's right.
All right, is Carrie there?
I'm here.
All right, Carrie. I can hear Carrie.
I can barely hear
him.
You
can't hear me.
Can you hear Dan?
Barely.
Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am
here. If you can hear me, Dan, press 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
And the number 6, because... Well, that was 4 numbers.
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, you're on a cell phone.
Yes.
Oh, Christ. All right, go ahead, Carrie. Carrie, you were talking... Carrie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go right ahead, dear.
Okay, I mean, I'm just basically, you know, saying that, you know, it's all about how you train it. Yes, the dog, of course, the chow chow, has the background
all right.
of...
Now, we got the code now for Dan. If Dan can enter 651490, 651490, we can get Dan's call on.
I'm sorry, Carrie, we're trying to get Dan's code down. Dan?
Okay.
Dan, your code is 651490.
654190?
No, 651-490. That will allow you access to our satellite. Go ahead.
Okay, say that again.
6-9-1-9-0.
You're breaking up on me too
bad.
Oh,
I'm sorry. The number is 5149... Okay. Are you all right? We really want to get
you better.
I can. If you hit the code, we'll be able to hear you crisp. This is going to sharpen our satellite regulator.
Yeah.
Go ahead. 6.
Okay. I'm trying to find a better zone.
Are you in the zone?
Yeah. I have
a satellite operator 12 feet.
Connection now.
All right. You have the connection?
Yes.
Carrie. If Carrie is there, and I don't know if Carrie can hear me, would you please hit 651490?
654190.
651490.
Yeah. 5. Okay. Now, I misdialed it.
What's going on here?
I misdialed it.
Nothing.
What is going? Hold on for a minute. What is going on here?
Nothing.
I
wait a minute, Dan. I went to the bathroom for 5 minutes. What are you people doing?
We were just trying to get them to enter the satellite code.
What satellite code? Is Dan and Carrie still there?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm Dan. I'm still here.
Go ahead, Dan. Carrie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying that it's...
Go ahead, Carrie. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's okay. Thank you. I'm just saying that it's all about how you train your dog.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'd like to hold you down and just slap away.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We have Father James McQuarters coming up on the Da Vinci Code in just a few minutes here on the Phil Hendry Show. And welcome. And the news that greets us this week, alligator attacks. All right. Apparently, and I'm not trying to make light of this, is that Bobby still having her meeting? Get her out of here, will you, before I kill again. Before I get my pet gator on her. They've had two more fatal gator attacks. One, they said the dismembered body of a woman. Do alligators eat you? Sharks don't eat you. Maybe alligators don't. I think this dismembered body stuff. They found two women were killed. They were bitten. But I don't know whether they eat people. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I think we've got to... I think there's more of this... press crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, just misunderstood.
Yeah, I'm sure it was just a big misunderstanding.